Welcome on board the crazy train, better known as Touchdowns, Tunes, and Tailgates, where we talk sports, music, and the overall tailgate lifestyle. So drop the tailgate, grab a cold one. Let's go. Rarely does it come across my plate here that I want to compare a movie to what's going on in sports. But damn, this just feels so right to me. I think that we've got some cases here in sports now where we just have to refer to the dark side. Yep, it's a Star Wars reference. But it's so true right now, guys. It's crazy what's going on out there. And I'm going to go a little personal here at first. And I'm going to call out the Brooklyn Nets. To me, the Brooklyn Nets were on the verge of becoming the Darth Vader of the NBA. It's crazy what's going on there. First, we have clearly the most evil person in the NBA going on right now in Kyrie Irving. Everywhere this guy has gone, he's brought a dark cloud. It's been a long time since his days in Cleveland, where he talked his way out, and then off to Boston, where he gained the love of the fans and lost it faster than ever in Boston sports history. And then all the antics with the Sage and all that other stuff when he came back with the Brooklyn Nets. And then the Brooklyn Nets and the COVID, I won't vaccinate, I'll play, I won't play, back and forth. And now all this anti-Semitic support, not support, promotion, not promotion. It's crazy. So that alone sets a precedence with that team for me. Being a homer for Boston sports, right there. But forget all that stuff. Now let's talk about the Steve Nash situation. Steve Nash was fired. No, he wasn't fired. They mutually agreed to leave each other, et cetera, et cetera. Steve Nash is one of the good guys in sports. I will never forget his play on the court, nor will I forget the fact that he used to skateboard around town. No entourage, no any of that BS. Just, I'm going to skateboard to the arena today. Some of the assists he made that I was able to see growing up were amazing. And now he's out. Now let's lump in probably one of the four or five best players in the league in Kevin Durant. Why is it that Kevin Durant can't find a home? OKC, yep, we get it, kind of. Goes to Golden State, where he could have just spent his whole entire career winning championship after championship. Nope, that's not good enough. Off to the Brooklyn Nets he goes. Boy, how many nights on his burner accounts on Twitter do you think he stays up just tweeting away about how unhappy he is with that decision? It's just become the dark side. The Brooklyn Nets are the dark side of the NBA. So it got me thinking, okay, who are the other teams out there who are also that version of the dark side? And the next one that popped into my mind, and folks, this was an easy slam dunk no-brainer. The Washington Redskins / Washington football team / Commanders. They are currently, and I will say currently because they have a long really good history prior to the one and only Dan Snyder. Dan Snyder, in 23 years, I think to be exact, has single-handedly demolished that organization. Now, is it recoverable? 100%. But man, from top to bottom, How Ron Rivera stays there, I don't know, because he's one of those good guys in sports. Makes mistakes, stands up for his mistakes, admits to them, moves on. Dan Snyder has been screwing the pooch since the jump. Treats his staff terribly. Sexual harassment, terribly. Lies and cheats to his fans. Now Congress, y'all, is calling him on the carpet. Finally, and I woke up this morning and literally finally, a ray of hope could be on the forefront. Daniel Snyder has hired the Bank of America to orchestrate a sale. Now, we still don't know what that means. It could be that he's going to sell another share. He's done it that way before, where he used Bank of America, which is his bank, by the way, to orchestrate that. But with everything that's going on and now being called on the carpet by Congress, I don't see an escape route for this used car salesman of a human being. And I apologize to all the used car salespeople out there. You don't deserve that moniker. I just cannot wait for this guy to go. And what really gets me with him is when the owner said, yep, we think he probably needs to go, and Irsay came out from the Colts and said it. What does this dude do? Say, I've hired an investigator and I've got dirt on everybody, including Goodell. Come on. How long would this guy have survived on The Sopranos? Half a season might be a stretch. I'm guessing 12 minutes of an episode. This guy is just a big old fat snitch. So on top of being a horrible human being, a snitch, a sexual harassing goofball, the organization hasn't won. They've not been successful on any level. So there you have it. One person, and we could just label him today. Daniel Snyder is Darth Vader today. He is nothing but a pariah, and the NFL needs to get rid of him. It's that simple. What's happened in sports in the last 60, 90 days? Well, it's been going on for a while. Let's not kid ourselves. Major League Baseball has perpetually got one form of drama or another going on about cheating, steroids, banging on trash cans, microphones. But somehow the Houston team somehow managed a four-pitcher complete no-hitter yesterday. So I don't know there. I still don't like them. But right now, sports is just dirty. I don't want to turn on my TV first thing in the morning with my cup of coffee in my Yeti cup, ready to hear the highlights of what happened the night before because, well, I'm old and fall asleep early. I want to enjoy that morning. But instead, what do we hear? Kyrie Irving this, anti-Semitics that, Ime Udoka. Don't even get me started on that clown hat. Guy comes, gets the greatest job in basketball, and what does he do? Sleep with half the organization, including one of the minority owners' wives. And how is he rewarded for that? You guessed it. The Brooklyn Nets are going to hire this dude. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? It's insanity. It's absolute insanity. That Nets organization is morally bankrupt. I just don't get it. But anyway, I digress. Back to where we started here. I don't want to hear all this stuff. I don't want the drama to be bigger than the drama on the field, on the court of sports. I just don't want it. If that's what you're into, fine. Watch daytime TV or one of these nighttime Quasimodo-type soap operas, but not in my sports. Sports is where I'm supposed to go to not think about inflation or the deficit, or Republicans versus Democrats, or what's going on in Ukraine, or what's going on with Russia or China or Korea, you name it. I want sports to be sports, damn it. It's out of control, and I don't like it. That's all I have to say about that. I apologize for this Thursday rant to y'all, but it had to be done. Somebody has to say it. Get the drama out of sports. I'll tell you somebody who's been known for a little drama in his life, who got something, in my opinion, so right in the last couple days that I got to bring it up. Now, I've been a Deion Sanders fan since Deion was playing for the Braves and the Falcons and you name it, Florida State before that. On the field, he's absolutely electric. His personality was dynamic. Did he cause some drama here and there? Absolutely. But it was fun drama. It wasn't the stuff we're talking about today. But upon hearing of the tragic death of Takeoff, the rapper, the youngest of a band called Migos, which I'm not super familiar with, y'all. Let's face it, it's not my demographic. I'm old and crusty. Or at least my daughters tell me that. But he said, we got to go to Texas, which, by the way, Takeoff was killed, if you didn't know it, over a dice game in a bowling alley at 2:30 in the morning in Houston, Texas, which is where Deion's got to take his team, Jackson State, this weekend. So what's the head coach do? He says, I'm sorry, guys. We're going to play this football game. It's a business trip, and you're all staying in the hotel. You're on lockdown. He went on to explain to his players that these tragic deaths of these musical musician rapping icons, one right after the other, is hurting folks like him. And he went on to say that Jackson State, when you walk in there and you become a player at an HBCU school that prides itself like they do, you're already looked upon differently. And it changes the environment that you live in. And he's not going to have any of his players looked upon any other way. And he's not going to put them in harm's way, et cetera, et cetera. So if family wants to come see the players, they can come to the team hotel. If there's a friend that you've had put on the list that comes to the hotel, they can see you. But you're not leaving the hotel in Houston, Texas. You're going to go play football, and then you're going to come home. It's brilliant. Completely avoids any situation where one of his players could be put in a bad spot, etc. And I'll say this now. As much as I love him at Jackson State, I love his role in that conference, in that league of teams, he's gone. Primetime will be at a Big Five conference school this time next year, coaching his ass off and doing it the right way. And we'll all be better for it. So there's that. Then let's get to the last thing that's been on my mind. Whenever I start going off on a tangent about what's wrong with a sport or how a player is doing this or that, it always lends me to think back on, okay, that being said, there are some out there doing it correctly. Oh boy, I hate even saying this, being a Patriots fan, but the Buffalo Bills are doing it right. And they're doing it right from the top to the bottom. All the way. They are not messing around. The team is the fiber of Buffalo. Buffalo is the fiber of the team. They reek of each other. They're one. Buffalo is a great, great sports town. I've had the pleasure to be there. And if somebody woke me up at 4 o'clock in the morning and said, we're going to a tailgate tomorrow in Buffalo, you got to get up now, get your warm clothes, I would be out the door and ready in 45 minutes. Some of the best NFL tailgating, if not the best, happens in Buffalo. And it's because of the fans. The fans are electric. The city is blue collar through and through. They love their team. And that team identifies the exact same way. When that horrific shooting happened in Buffalo in a less privileged part of town, not only did the city wrap their arms around that area, the owners of the team, the players, they wrapped it around each other. And I just thought it was one of the most pure acts of mutual admiration and support for each other that I've seen in sports. And so while I've spent the first part of this today saying here's what's wrong, that they're what's right. They're what's right. And I love it. I absolutely love it. Last thing I'm going to talk about, and we're going to hit this really quickly, because you're either a NASCAR fan or you're not a NASCAR fan. I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm one of those rare, I could somehow spend my whole Sunday watching a race, or I could watch 2 minutes and go, I'm going to go rake the lawn, because God knows looking out my door, there are plenty of leaves to be raking right now. This weekend, the new bad boy of NASCAR, Ross Chastain, and by all accounts, this guy's an asshat. But he did something that I just couldn't believe he did. And the more I watched it over and over again on memes, on SportsCenter, on everywhere. And if you have not seen this, you need to go see it. It reminded me of you're stuck in traffic. You got a meeting in 12 minutes and your GPS is telling you you're going to be there in 20, 25, and you don't know what to do. So you roll the dice, folks. We've all done it in one way or another, and you jump in the breakdown lane or you pass it just to get up one car, whatever the case may be. Well, Chastain did that in a NASCAR race. So this race was very competitive, and it was coming down to the last spot to qualify to be in the championship of NASCAR. And what does Chastain do? It's like somebody called them up and said, hey, remember in that movie Days of Thunder where Cole Trickle just rode the wall all the way around and everybody was yelling, you're going to get him killed, and he somehow did it? That's what he did. And he said he got it from a video game. Dude stepped on the accelerator, which is the equivalent of us jumping in the breakdown lane and stepping on the accelerator, and went for it. I think he took half of the wall around the track with him. But somehow, through pure craziness, caution to the wind, dude did just enough to get into the final for the championship. If you have not seen it, please just go put Ross Chastain wall into Google, Bing, Jamama, whatever search you use. You will thank me later. It's absolutely crazy, insane. I think half the NASCAR racers wanted to fight him for it, and the other half were going, damn, I wish I had tried that. Again, right down the middle. But anyway, sports continues to be parallel to our lives, as much as I would prefer it just be sports. So enjoy it, I guess, at the end of the day. Complain about it if you don't like the drama. Wrap your arms around it if you do. Either way, pull down the tailgate, sit your butt down, and look a friend in the face versus into a phone, and talk about it. It's great conversation, y'all. It's absolutely great conversation. I'm sitting in a studio by myself talking about this now for 20 minutes. And the only person in here isn't a person, although I'd like to think she is my dog MJ. I hope you enjoy this segment. Let's get on to some more stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's talk some tailgating, or community as we've been calling it of late, because tailgating can really happen anywhere: backyards, barbecues, sporting events, concerts, you name it. But today I want to get into, specifically because it's that time of year, football tailgating. Now, tailgating in the first half of the football season takes on a different look than tailgating does in the November, December, etc. time of the year. And what do I mean by this? Preparation is key. That's what I mean. You want to do as much as you can in warm weather to be out in warm weather. In cold weather, you want to do as much as you can to eliminate the non-fun time of cold weather. So how do we do that in tailgating? Preparation. So let's simplify it a little bit. Let's for a minute assume that you're going to just have your basic tailgate. And you're going to do burgers, hot dogs, maybe some chili, some nachos, real basic stuff. Let's make that job easy. So when you get out to your location of your tailgate, you can get right to business. So the first thing you're going to want to do when you get out there to your tailgate is you're going to want to get your coals and your fire going if you're using charcoal, which, by the way, is my preferred way of going. If you look at the other options, gas grill, convenient, not very sexy, but convenient, except for the transportation of gas and the size of your typical gas grill. Pellet grill. You need electric. So unless you've got a generator or access to electric where your tailgate is, while I love a good pellet grill, I don't think it's the ideal situation. Charcoal, the only real downside is that when you're done cooking, you've got to dispose of the charcoal in the fire. And I've come up with a pretty simple resolution to that that I've been using now for a long time. And this is where my old age helps you young folks out there, or those of you who are new to tailgating. Go to Lowe's, go to Home Depot, buy one of those tiny little versions of an aluminum garbage can and carry that with you so that when your fire and cooking have come to an end, you can dump the smoldering or still hot coals into that can, put a lid on it, and let it do its own course while you're in the game. Now you're not worrying about open fire and all those other things that you would be if you just left your stuff laying there. Plus, it's one thing less to clean up when you're all done. So that's my big advice right there is go out, get yourself a Weber kettle or any version of a kettle grill. They have a huge surface to cook on. They're great. If you feel like you need an additional cooking space, there are quite a few out there. Blackstone's one of my favorites, where it's called a tailgater grill, and it's a flat griddle surface that attaches a small propane tank to it. Easy to put on the tailgate of the vehicle or on a table, etc. That will give you an additional cooking surface, or a place to heat up your chili, or whatever the case may be, as we talked about last week. The other thing is, and I think this is huge, prepare everything the night before, if it's an early tailgate, or the day of, if it's a later tailgate. And what do I mean by that? Form your hamburger patties, if you're going to hand form them. Even if you're not, wrap them in wax paper so that it's easy to go from one to the next to the next. Take all your sides and put them in an old six-pack of Coke or or your favorite beer or whatever the case may be, but put your ketchup, your mustard, your relish, salt, pepper, et cetera, in one of those six-pack paper holders. Heck, if you're not a beer drinker, I've seen it most grocery stores now where they have that select your favorite six beers randomly. Grab one of those there and use that. It's so easy to transport back and forth to the games, and you know where all of your condiments are. Cut all your accessories for burger excellence, whether it be onions or lettuce or tomato. Get them all prepared the night before. Where I'm going here, folks, is do as much as you can pre-tailgate. And then I went out and I got one of those giant Walmart-type tubs. And when I'm getting ready to leave to go to the tailgate, I'll take four or five bottles of the tall iced water and put them in there with all of that stuff. And once I'm out of the tailgate and I've set up and I've got my fire going, then I just got to slide out that one Tupperware of larger size, we'll call it, depending on your vehicle and what you can fit in there and how big your tailgate is, obviously. And you've got everything set up for you right there. So you're going to relax for a while the fire gets going, talk to your friends, set up your tables, get everything prepared. It's going to cut that time down substantially. And what you don't want to do at a tailgate is make one or two people basically the laborers of the event, where they're so busy doing all this stuff that they don't get to enjoy the tailgate. You want to minimize the amount of work. So if you're doing the chili, bring it out in a metal pot. Make it so it's easy to just put it right on the grill or on your griddle and heat it up. Get all of your burger accessories, hot dog accessories, nachos, everything prepared before you leave the house. Put them in one of those big things. I think we spent like $18 for the one we have. And then we've got two coolers. One is of alcoholic beverage style and one is not, depending on your choice of flavors in that case. And now you've simplified your process for when you get out there. Make yourself a checklist also. Bluetooth speaker, all your utensils, everything you're going to need, and just do a checklist because nothing's worse than getting out there not having something and having to go to your neighbors at the tailgate and say, hey, can I borrow your spatula or something like that and feeling stupid about your arrangement. Also, get a helium balloon that you can tie to your vehicle so people can spot you. Now, please, folks, if you're at a Kansas City Chiefs game, don't get a Kansas City Chiefs balloon or a red balloon. Get something that's easily identifiable so your friends that are coming can find you. It's hard once you're in these big parking lots to really laser in, even if you know the spot. Just get yourself a purple balloon or whatever color stands out. You can mix it with your Kansas City Chiefs balloon or whatever it might be, but make it easy for your friends to find you at the tailgate. These are just some simple things right off the top of my head to make your tailgates better. So you want a checklist. You want to prepare as much as you can in advance. If you can, if you're allowed to use charcoal grill, make sure you get that aluminum can that looks like a garbage can. First of all, it's kind of cool, I think. Second of all, it manages that heat once you're done cooking for the day. And it opens some options for flavoring with wood chips and liquid smoke and all those cool things. If you're really going crazy, obviously you can have a smoker out there pretty easily. As long as it's not overwhelmingly huge. We have a kettle size one that we really enjoy using, a barrel size, excuse me. But preparation, just like anything else, is the key here to having a great tailgate. Every week we're going to be adding more and more to our social media, to the platform of our website with all this information. So if you listen to this today and 5 weeks from now, you're going, man, I wish I remembered what Cliff said, which rarely happens. Let's face it. You can go back and look it up on our website or on our social media. In the meantime, get an extra sweatshirt, an extra hoodie, maybe some gloves, because it's time for some cold weather tailgating. And in my book, it's the most fun. Have a great day. Enjoy your tailgates. Welcoming James back in because, well, now he's got a responsibility to the show when we're going to talk anything music. What's up, brother James?
What's up, y'all? How you doing, Cliff?
I'm doing great, buddy. So probably my favorite thing about tailgating is that when everything's running smoothly and this music and the sound that is the soundtrack to your tailgate, for lack of a better word, is just hitting right. And I've spent so many days going through and creating a playlist of all different genres of music because you want everybody there having a good time. You know what I'm saying, James?
Absolutely.
Like, your taste in music and mine is completely different, but we have a lot of similarities. The rest of the community players, they all have their own thing as well. So what we're going to do with your help, James, because everybody knows I have no technical abilities whatsoever, we're going to create a playlist that's going to be a living, breathing document on Spotify, where if you are going to do your tailgate and you don't have a playlist put aside or you're looking for suggestions, you'll be able to go to the Touchdowns, Tunes, and Tailgate Spotify and type in playlist and boom, it'll be there for you. So after much deliberation, I've come up with the first 10 songs. Now, this is the part where we would have a drum roll. Exactly. But I do have some sad news before we start this, James. You and I, we share a mutual friend. Fair to say, our friend Stacy is a mutual friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like a lot of things about Stacy. Her taste in music as it relates to tailgating is not one of them. So much to the dismay of Stacy, wherever you are out there today, there is no Taylor Swift included in our first tailgate list.
All 10 songs, Taylor Swift.
No. That's what it would be if Stacy did the list. Anyway, there, we've tortured you, Stacy. Let's get right into the first song. Everybody knows my history as a diehard Patriots fan. So this song was just mandatory because not only is it the song that the Patriots come into, I've also had the amazing good fortune to see Ozzy perform it live at Gillette Stadium. So with no further ado, the first song that went on the list was Crazy Train by Ozzy. I don't care if you're heavy metal or not, James. That's a song that's got to be on your playlist, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's a staple.
We loved it so much that the community players, minus a couple COVID cases yesterday, put together our own versions of this, as you've heard across the show today. Second, and for some reason, I just had Fergie in my mind when I created this list, and I'm not sure why. I guess I saw the Black Eyed Peas at Fenway once, and I really enjoyed them. It was like my first time seeing them or really being presented their music in full, and they were amazing. So I Got a Feeling was the next song that went on the list. Because we don't go to a game, James, without saying, I got a feeling about today. This might be the day that we actually win a game or whatever the case may be. What would a list be without Eminem on it? Well,
Incomplete.
Incomplete would be the easiest thing to say. And for those of you who do not know, at my feet currently is MJ, the show puppy, and she just decided to put her two cents in. So if you heard a snore in the background, that was real. Or I could say it was James. You guys,
she has mixed reviews on Eminem.
Yes, and most people do. But Lose Yourself is a spectacular thought process. Did you notice the delay there? That was not in the recording. That was in my brain. It was that simple. So Eminem's Lose Yourself makes it into the list. The next one is just common sense, James. Just common sense. This has got to be in there. I mean, when I think about anthems and that whole business of music surrounding sports, if you don't put We Will Rock You by Queen in there, we're just missing out.
That song is part of all of us.
It really is.
Pumps through our veins.
I have a question for you. Did you see Bohemian Rhapsody?
Oh, that was a beautiful movie.
Yeah, it was a great movie. It told the story very, very well. It also kind of scared me. I would not want to make Freddie Mercury mad back in the day.
He was a little off the chain.
Yeah, he was fully off the chain, dude. But it was a great story, emotional roller coaster for sure. But We Will Rock You's got to be on that list.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's the part where old Cliff's country stuff comes in. When I think about football, or more specifically college football, there's probably no bigger country music guy out there that's a fan of football than Jason Aldean. And his My Kind of Party, which just gets right into the topic of dropping that tailgate, had to be on the list. It's one of James's favorites. He said he was listening to it right as he pulled up. Oh, wait, no, that was me. Never mind on that. Now, the next one was made famous by college football. So Big and Rich got one of those contracts similar to Carrie Underwood or whoever has been doing the songs that open up a show. They did college football. I'm not sure whether it was on ESPN or ABC, and I don't think it even matters, but Coming to Your City. Like, what better song you're thinking in your head as a player or a fan? We're coming to your city to show you how we roll. And we're going to roll out the tailgate. If we're fans or if we're players, we're going to roll you.
Great choice, Cliff.
Yeah, I like that one. The next one just gets right down to it. And it like, I can remember in my playing days having this on, just blaring in these old-fashioned Bose headphones, you know, that you had to plug in with the 3.5-inch deal. Yeah. To your Sony Walkman CD player.
Good old days.
Yes, it was glorious. But it's Thunderstruck by AC/DC. Ooh. I mean, if you don't get your blood boiling for Thunderstruck, James, I'm going to take you to the local hospital and we're going to get your pulse checked. Next one to make the list is Young Jeezy. And this one is purely Homer for me. Again, going back to the New England Patriots, the song Put On, I put on for you, city. Yeah, no, we know I don't sing on the show. absolute classic. Such a great representation of saying I'm a Kansas City fan or I'm a Chicago Bears fan. You're putting on for your city. So that song just lives and breathes rent-free in my brain as a football song. Dropkick Murphys. Now, when you think Dropkick Murphys, you think some bar in Boston, probably
the dive bar,
the Purple Shamrock, where to this day I believe they still play every St. Patrick's Day
24/7.
Up in Boston. Yeah. Now, that's The Christmas Story, which is coming out of the sequel, but we'll get into that next week. They have a great song, The Boys Are Back. So, obviously, as football season starts or your team's been on a road trip, such a great song to add to the mix. Now, the last one I put on the list to start our first 10 I don't know how I did this, because I barely remember these two people, let alone remember the song. I know it's one of your favorites, so we're going to get deep into it. It's DJ Snake and Lil Jon. Turn Down for What? Now, if you don't remember this song,
you're not
like
human.
I didn't. Well, you might not be human. Even ESPN's chiming in there. You might not be human, but if you put it on, you're going to be bouncing in your seat. It's just one of those songs. I'm not necessarily a fan of Lil Jon or DJ Snake or Jake or whoever he is, but that song is just perfect for a tailgate. So without further ado, that's our first 10 songs. Go to our page on Spotify, type in Touchdowns, Tunes, and Tailgates, and James has promised me that we'll get that up and running in the next 24 hours or so when we drop this show, which is now since you're listening to it, and you can have both of these. If you have recommendations, absolutely email us at TDS, Tunes, T-U-N-E-S, and Tailgates, T-A-I-L-G-A-T-E-S, at gmail.com. I tried to make that email address longer for people. It just didn't work out for me, James. But it's TDS, Tunes, Tailgates, at gmail.com. If you've got a song you think should be on the list, email us. Stacy, if you're listening to the show, please do not submit Taylor Swift. It will not be accepted. What, you got anything you're thinking?
At this point, oh man, I could just listen to Ozzy and Black Sabbath all day.
Okay, so next week, here's the deal. I could kid y'all and say that James and I labored over this, but really I just came up with the 10 off my mind. So this is the Cliff 10. Next week, you've got to come in with your one, James. You got a whole week to figure it out. What's the one that I want added to the list? You up for this task?
Absolutely, the one that gets the blood boiling.
Let's get it done.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
What a great show. James, he put together some magic on the music side of things, and it was fun talking our new playlists and getting down and dirty with the Nets and everything else that's going on in sports right now. And as always, clear eyes, full heart, can't lose. But this week, I just feel this weird thing in my brain saying we can't end the show just that way. James, if you were here, you'd help me with this, but I'm going to go solo on this. There's a song burning in my brain. I don't even know why, but let's close it out this way, James. Let's do Stacy's Mom. I'm out.
Not the girl.